Well, I'm here in the middle of a field just outside Carré. I'm at the site of the cairn of Guazerc with Rob Gwinner.
Hello, very good to meet you too.
I think we need to define our terms a little bit here. I've said that we're at a cairn. Mm-hmm. What exactly is a cairn?
Well, I'm not an expert on Neolithic architecture, but what I've learnt in the past 3 years is that it is a large burial ground. This one is about 200 metres, 220 metres long. It was built to house burial chambers. So imagine a very large pile of stones. I'd hate to say a pyramid, it's not quite a pyramid, but it is a big pile of stones in the middle of a field in which there would have been a number of burial chambers housing the bodies of important people.
How far back are we going?
We're going back to Neolithic times, so as far as I'm aware, this site is actually older than the pyramids. So it's several millennia old.
5,000 or 6,000 years?
Yes, yes.
Originally, what do the experts estimate this place to look like? A large stone mound?
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the front of the cairn here, obviously it's radio, I can't show you, but you can see the remains of what we call the facade, which is a large wall, and then you had a big mound of earth on top of it. Obviously what you see here is only a few feet high because most of it's collapsed. And this area here to the left has actually been destroyed, and these people are currently investigating how that was destroyed.
It's a big place, there's a lot of you working on here.
Yep.
What have you discovered so far as your excavations?
Everybody visiting the site must remember it is Neolithic. We do get visitors here who expect something sort of akin to Indiana Jones and to see archaeologists pulling various golden artifacts out of the ground. As I say, Neolithic is Stone Age. So what we tend to discover is a number of Stone Age tools, what the French called percuteurs, which are effectively lumps of quartz which were used to shape tools, used to shape the stones that you can see in front of you out of which the cairn was built. So we've discovered a lot of those. We've also discovered some quite large pieces of ceramic, which are being dated at the moment, which are probably Roman, because we know that Romans occupied this site after it was built, probably to steal the stones. to use them.
They've left a trace, though, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Back in 2019, when the dig started, in the second or third week, we found part of a Roman amphora near the oak tree, which is right in the middle of the site, for those of you who've seen it. And, as I say, lots of bits of Roman ceramic and also a grain oven as well, which I believe was Roman near where the amphora was found.
Oh, right. OK, so we're not going to find any skeletons, for example. You're not going to find any skeletons.
Well, human remains were found at a similar site in Saint-Trois, which is over beyond Châteauneuf-du-Fou. But I have been told, again, I'm not an expert, that it is quite unusual to find human remains in the soil in Brittany because it's very acidic and it burns away bone very quickly.
And why do you think they chose this particular site? I mean, it's a large field, but it's not the highest point in the field. And why is it aligned this way, do you think?
Its alignment is exactly the same as the alignment at Barnanez, which is another cairn that has been partially reconstructed just to the north of Morlaix. For me, one of the reasons I love coming here is there is a certain kind of magic about this site. And I think that probably also attracted Neolithic people. It's a very, very beautiful site. There's also a number of water sources near here as well, which of course were vital. And if you look across the site, we have evidence of at least three large quarries, one of which is being excavated as we speak. So there was a very, very good supply of large pieces of stone here as well.
And how significant is this, Ken, in central Brittany?
It is becoming more and more significant all the time. Obviously, it is a big hump in a field, as you've said. The surface was quite literally scratched, I think, in the 20s and 30s, but not significantly excavated until 2019 when Dr. Florian Cousseau came and started this dig that you see today. And I think it will be very, very significant. It's at least 220 metres long. We know that there were three or four burial chambers, and there are probably more.
It's a rare occurrence.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Definitely.
And how was it discovered in the first place? Because this was a field full of cows, wasn't it?
When I first came here, it was a field full of cows and it was knee-deep in mud in places. Obviously, it's a very clear feature here. You can see the hump. So people had always had suspicions that it was some kind of burial ground. As I say, a French archaeologist had quite literally a bit of a scratch around with his trowel, I think, in the 20s and 30s. And then Florian from the University of Geneva came along and now it's turned into a pretty major dig, really.
OK, and I imagine that aerial photography probably came into it as well, perhaps?
Aerial photography came into it. For those who visit Vorgium, they can actually see an exhibition of aerial photography, which includes drone pictures of this site. so aerophotography was used. Florian now has a drone, which he flies, which we have used this year as well. So yes, aerophotography is very, very significant, and drone archaeology is becoming more significant every year as technology improves.
What can we learn about our Neolithic ancestors from this site?
We can learn a lot about their burial rituals. We can learn about how they manufactured tools. We can learn about their day-to-day life. We can learn, hopefully, depending on what we can discover, about their pottery. So everything, really, about just their day-to-day life. It's several thousand years old, so there's a lot to be discovered. Lots of information gaps to be filled.
And the future for the site? I mean, how many years ahead are we looking?
I've been given to believe that probably 10 years. As you can see, this is a huge area. In 2019, we started with two trenches. You can see how big it is now. It is very, very big.
And so the end aim is to rebuild it, perhaps, like Bananes?
At the moment, the aim is to have the whole cairn excavated and fully understood. There is an area where the cairn has been destroyed, so at the moment, it's still very much a case of understanding the dynamics of this cairn and how many chambers it's got and its structure. I'm not even sure Florian knows that.
Rob Gwinner, are you an archaeologist?
No, I'm not. I'm an English teacher in Brest. When I went to university in the late 80s, early 90s, I very much wanted to read archaeology, but was told not to because archaeologists didn't earn any money. So I read English and didn't earn any money. Anyway, in a roundabout way, I've ended up in France. And in April 2019, I just happened to see in passing an advertisement asking for volunteers to come and dig here. And the rest is history. I've been here every year since. So.
And you're a happy digger.
I am a happy digger in spite of the Breton weather. It's not always easy. It gets very muddy, which makes excavating difficult. But yes, I'm a happy digger.
Rob Gwinner, thank you very much for explaining this place to us. And best of luck with your excavations.
Thank you very much. It was very good to meet you.